more NWA Mobile.
OGG Mobile.
I'm way too early this morning. You must be out doing a four-letter word called work. KN4 VWA.
No, didn't get paid for any of this. This is all volunteers, the fire department. And I've been up since before 3 o'clock. I'm actually heading home to try to get in bed right now.
But I hope you were up just about 30, 45 minutes ago, because it was a gorgeous sunrise off the back of my porch. It was just beautiful. And it looks like it's going to be a pretty day.
Nice and clear over here in Seneca. Just enough humidity to mess your windows up a little bit if you drive it into the sun, apparently. But right now it's finally lifted a little. It's been humid all night. Not too bad temperature. Like I said, I've been up. Got to see the full moon set. Got to see the sun come up. I'm ready to go take a break. And I'm going to at least try to get back up around noon and see what it looks like out here.
Like you need to go home and do a very, very close order inspection of the inside of your eyelids.
It'd be the plan. Lordy. Man, we didn't get to bed till sometime after between 1 and 2, and then got back up before 3, so it's been one of them long day stretches in here. Yeah, well, see how things go when I get there.
Hitting the repeater? Son, I thought you were over here close to me. I mean, you're full quieting. I'm over here about 2 miles south of Highway 11 in Campobello.
That's doing good then. That's what it used to do. There's a period of time in there I couldn't even hit the dang thing from over here in Seneca, but I'm glad it's doing it now. I used to be able to do this all the time, and I'm glad it is. I was able to even get into it with a handheld earlier, but it got a little bit spotty because of all the trees around me.
For a second.
Yeah, I think we may have both hit some bad spots. There's spots over here in Seneca, they still are redoing the power lines after the tornado last year, and if I hit any of them at the wrong time, it'll wipe signals out. There's still a little bit of noise out here.
Okay. Now, I tell you what, I'm taking the dog. I'm semi-retired. By the way, Steve on this end. Who we got over there?
Okay, Steve. Good morning, Steve. Good to meet you. Name on this end is Ray. Romeo Alpha Yankee.
Roger. So, you're a volunteer fireman? So, what do you do for a full-time avocation?
Hired right now. He used to work at the Natoni Nuclear Station as a nuclear shift supervisor or senior reactor operator or whatever. I had about 3 different titles that went with the same job. So I stayed up there for 38 years and retired about 3 years ago now. Well, actually a little bit more than 3. The whole COVID year, I'm not even counting it. But yeah, it's been nice. The whole time I was doing that, I was volunteering too. So it's I just kept doing this and gave up the paying job.
Well, hopefully everything's going well enough for you so you don't have to worry about the paying job.
How the gas prices do, then I'll know more.
Uncle Joe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm glad. Hopefully soon I'll be picking up one of the county trucks and being able to use it on some of these things, because I'm running. Lord, I'll go through 2-3 tanks of gas some weeks if it's bad over here in my own vehicle. So, be nice to have somebody else's to do it.
Hopefully they'll get you taken care of on that, especially if you're volunteering your time. Well, I'm about to hit my destination this morning. And I enjoyed talking to you this morning. That was a nice little ride along. I hope the rest of your day goes just the way you plan, and certain snores don't wake you up. Have a good day, Ray. Take it easy. KN4VWA I'll be clear after your final.
All right, Steve, take care over there. And yeah, appreciate the ride along. That helped. so I remember the call from the guy earlier. I think it was KK4NXE. He was on his way earlier when I talked to him. So I got a couple guys helping me out. And we ended up driving an ambulance in between, so that helped out. The noise from there just helped out a little bit. It's been one of them interesting nights, to say the least. Thank you, and appreciate the ride along. Be safe at work. K4OGG.
CLX Mobile monitoring.
CLX. I believe that's right. KN4, VWA. How are we doing this morning?
KN6 CLX, you got it right. Name's Mike. Doing good. Friday, just trying to get to the office.
Uh-oh. It's off to work I go. I quit singing that little tune about 5 years ago. I got everything paid off, and I quit. tell you what, one of the worst things that you realize is once you get everything paid off, you get that property tax bill from the county. You got to pay for the privilege of living in something you worked your whole life to have.
Forward to that day, though. Got, I think it's about 7 years left now.
You bet. What do you do?
I'll argue saying it was as little as possible, but I'm an engineer, but I'm in sales my whole career, so 35 years sales engineer.
What's your product?
The German, small German company, make specialty fans and dust collection equipment.
I'd love to have talked to you about 5 or 6 months ago. You know, went to high school together. We retired about the same time, and he built himself a building. I think just about half the size of mine, which puts him at about 25 by 30. And he's got himself a woodworking shop exemplaire.
That's always been kind of an interest of mine, but, man, talk about any time, money, space, and it seems like those three things never always come together for me.
Really, really, really do it right and plan ahead, plan ahead, plan ahead. Sometimes it does work out because, I'll tell you, it just... Everything just seemed to click during that last 4 to 5 years for me. And I pretty much go and do whatever I want to do now.
Here, we'll see. I mean, things are, financially things are looking okay, but then there's always that unknown out there. Just trying to ignore all the noise and not worry about it.
I know what you mean. It's Steve on this end. Who have I got over there?
Hey, Steve. My name here is Mike.
Where are you? I'm up here about 2 miles south of Highway 11 in Campobello at the current time.
On your way. I'm coming from Greenville County. Actually, now I'm in Spartanburg, 85, headed towards Spartanburg. Office is off of Bryant Road.
Well... You know what? I worked with x-ray equipment, and that's not something that you can do in the office. That's one of those things you have to go to the clinics and do on site. And over my career, I have driven probably close to 2.5. I counted up all the cars and the average amount of mileage that I put on each of the cars, and I've got about 2.5 million miles under my belt. And let me tell you something. I remember when 85 was a concrete two-lane, and I have seen just about every iteration of that stupid road, and I am so glad to not be dealing with that mess anymore.
Usually going the opposite direction of everyone else. Gets a little jammed up in Spartanburg. Them closing down 85 businesses really messed it up. But, and then school came in, and this week has been horrible. The last few days at 26 and 85, or 585, where they come off of 85. Nothing but just a stop and go there. You wouldn't think, but it is.
Need a good dose of what 85 can really truly be like. You need to ride up to Blacksburg at about 4 o'clock.
I like my little run. I think I got it down to the tenth of a second, what it takes.
Usually it's okay, except for when some idiot figures out that the first pedal on the right makes it go a little bit too much. That wall in the middle is not for bouncing off of, you know, that kind of stupidity. So, anyhow. Well, guy, I am just about to pull back into the hacienda, and I am going to go in here and kind of inspect the inside of my eyelids for just a little while. And I'll say 73, so you have a good day, sir, and I hope your weekend is 10 times as good. K4BWA, have a good day, Mike.
K4BWA, is it BWA or VW, Victor, or Beta? I can't remember anymore. I'm going to sleep this morning. This is N6CLX. Steve, you have a good day.
Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Have a good one, bud. NGU, KN4BWA. For NGU. K and 4 VWA. VWA clear.